Today's presenter is Jinwoo Hong. Jinwoo is a software engineer who is a member of WebSphere Application Server Technical Support Team based in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. He joined IBM in 1995 and worked with IBM Global Learning Services, IBM Consulting Services, and Development until he joined WebSphere Application Server Technical Support. Mr. Wong is an IBM Certified Solution Developer as well as a Sun Certified Programmer for the Java 2 platform. He is an architect and developer of IBM Heap Analyzer and IBM Pattern Modeling, an analysis tool for Java Garbage Collector. He is also the author of the book C Programming for Novices, Yonam Press in 1995. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Jinwoo Hong.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. My name is Jinwoo Hong. I am the presenter of today's topic, how to diagnose starvation issue using IBM Thread and Monitor Dump Analyzer for Java technology. We will use IBM Thread and Monitor Dump Analyzer for this diagnosis. I like to call it TMA or TMDA for short, if you don't mind. Internally, it was also called JCA, Java Core Analyzer, before I got the official name. I am the creator of the IBM TMA. I started design of TMA about 3 years ago. It's one of my garage projects, like IBM Heap Analyzer, and also IBM Thread Pattern and Modeling and Analysis Tool. Usually spending my weeknights, weekends, and vacations. Now, TMA was first introduced to the public about 3 years ago through IBM AlphaWorks. It's been one of top download technologies since its inception. Java Thread Dump is one of the files that Java Virtual Machine provides to help diagnose of hang, deadlock, and monitor contention issues on Java Virtual Machine. Before this tool was introduced, people had to manually check hundreds of threads in thread dumps using their favorite editors. With the TMA, you can easily diagnose variety of issues without reading through hundreds of Java thread spec traces. Java thread dump contains diagnostic information related to the Java virtual machine and a Java application, usually captured at the point during execution. For example, the information can be about operating system, application environment, Java thread, or Java stacks, or monitor logs, or physical memory. The format of thread dump is not a part of Java specification, so each SDK vendor provides unique format of thread dump and various information about Java virtual machine. As of today, TMA supports IBM, Solaris, and HP Unix Java thread dump format. Okay, let's talk about thread dump and TMA a little bit more, and then we will talk about starvation issue later. Page 2, please. So what is Java thread dump? Java thread dump contains a list of all the threads. Could you go to page 2, please? Thank you. Java thread dump contains a list of all the threads that run on Java virtual machine. Usually thread dumps have more than just thread information. Thread dumps could produce information about operating system or hardware system or number of CPUs on the system and application environment and monitor logs and Java heap memory status or physical memory status. So the exact content depends on the platform on which you are running on the provider of the Java Virtual Machine. And by default, IBM Java Virtual Machine thread dump occurs when the Java Virtual Machine terminates unexpectedly. A thread dump can also be triggered by sending specific signals to the Java virtual machine. And also you can program your application to produce thread dumps on IBM Java virtual machine. And usually thread dumps are human readable text. It's not usually binary format. In IBM Java virtual machine, a thread dump is also called Java dump or Java core. Java core is not the same as core file, which is generated by an operating system. So don't be confused with the core file and Java core. IBM thread and the monitor dump analyzer can analyze IBM, Solaris, and HP Java thread dumps from Java Virtual Machine version 1.3.1, 1.4.1, 1.4.2, 5.0, and 6.0. And TMA has been one of top downloads for 23 consecutive months from AlphaWorks since its inception. And it has recorded about 14,000 downloads so far. And it's been used by more than 4,600 companies, government agencies, research facilities, and universities worldwide. And all the algorithms used in the tool are filed as patents at U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Page 3, please. So as you can see, TMA is one of top downloads from AlphaWorks homepage. And you can go to www.alphaworks.ibm.com to get a copy of the tool. Page 4, please. Prerequisite. In order to run TMA, we need a Java runtime environment because it's written in Java. You can run version 1 with a 1.4.2 or higher Java virtual machine. But you need 5.0 JVM to run version 2 or later. So if you have a Java virtual machine, 5.0 or higher, you are good to go. TMA can analyze thread dumps from 1.3.1, 1.4.1, 1.4.2, 5.0 or 6.1. So pretty much covers all Java releases. Page 5, please. Let's talk about features the tool provides for the hang or Java monitor contention issues. The summary is the first one. From the summary view, you can see the file name of the thread dumps, what caused the thread dumps, like was it signal 3 or signal segment violation, and also time or date of the thread dump generation, and also process ID or Java version. You can also see Java heap information, especially from IBM Java virtual machine, like maximum Java heap size, initial Java heap size, and garbage collector information, like allocation failure counter or garbage collection counter, free Java heap size, allocated Java heap size. And you can see what was the current thread at the time when thread dump was generated. Also, you can see the number of loaded classes, and it also recommends the calculus size. Calculus is only available to IBM 1.4.2 or 1.3.1 JVM. And you can also see what Java command was used in the thread dump. The second one, thread detail view, provides thread status analysis, thread method analysis, and thread aggregation analysis. And thread status analysis shows you how many threads are in each thread state. And it also has total number of threads and percentage of the number of thread state. So thread state could be a deadlock state, a runnable state, waiting on condition, or waiting on monitor. And it could be suspended, or it could be wait, or blocked. Officially, deadlock is not actual state of the thread. So deadlock thread could be in blocked state or any other state. So the total number of threads in the summary view has more than actual number of threads if you have any deadlock threads in the thread dumps. And thread method analysis provides list of patterns or methods of threads. For example, you can figure out how many threads were in idle state and how many threads were listening to WebSphere application server subnet engine port. And TMA has a stack trace pattern recognition engine and pattern database, which allow you identify what transaction a thread was doing. And you can also contribute to the database to make your own pattern database. And thread aggregation analysis provides list of thread types. For example, you can see a number of WebSphere application subnet engine thread or transport thread, ORB thread pool, or soap connector thread pool. Page 6, please. So how does this work? First, TMA reads Java thread dump files and parses each thread and monitor information. Then it creates directional graph based on parsed monitor ownership. Then it creates depth first search trees based on the previously created directional graphs. And then it creates thread tables and compares threads to find out any hangs. And it also compares monitor logs. Page 7, please. So what is a hang? A hang is a state when a program becomes unresponsive but still alive. The term hang is synonymous with freeze. That's a more commonly used term. There's another term called crash, where a program becomes unresponsive because it exits unexpectedly. So basically, the process is gone or dead, and you see crash. So when you see a thread processing your transaction, but it's not completed within a reasonable time, and JVM is still running, you have a hang situation. A hang could be resolved after a while, or it could be resolved only by termination of thread or processes. The cause of hang could be incorrect termination conditions for the loop, or resource contention among thread or threads waiting for events. The events will never occur. So these could be the cause of hang, including starvation. And let's talk about causes of hang further on page 8. Page 8, please. So first common symptom could be caused by a deadlock. And you can also see a hang situation from infinite loop where there's no exit condition. And also resource contention may look like a hang, which usually leads to performance degradation or starvation. This resource could be a CPU, monitor, or memory. It could be anything, including garbage collection transactions. And you can also notice hang if there is any input or output going on. Or you can see hang when there's explicit sleep cycles going on. Page 9, please. So what do we need to diagnose starvation issue or other hang issues? We need thread dumps. That's easiest files we can collect from running Java processes. Thread dump is also called Java core on IBM Java Virtual Machine. Thread dumps are generated when Java Virtual Machine terminates unexpectedly because of an operating system signal or when user enters reserved key combination like a control break on Windows. And you can also generate thread dumps with IBM SDK API like a com.ibm.jvm.dump.javadump. But I don't think any other vendors provide this kind of API. as far as I know as of today. And you can use kill command on most Unix systems, like a kill signal 3. That will not terminate Java Virtual Machine, but you will get red dumps. And you can also use like a signal 11, which is a segment violation. And you will be killing or terminating the process with 11. But so usually we recommend to use signal 3 to get thread dumps and don't kill the process. And if you have WebSphere application server 5 or 6 environment, then you can use a WSAdmin script to generate thread dumps. So you can call wsadmin.shell script with the SOAP connection type with the port number specified, and you can just give command to wsadmin like a dump thread, then you will get thread dumps from wsadmin. So thread dumps are like taking a picture of a running person. A person is running and you're taking picture. So a person might be running on the same spot, or a person might be running from point A to point B. So if you have only one picture of a running person, it's not easy to figure out whether a person was running from point A to B or a person was running on the same spot A. So we usually need multiple thread dumps to figure out what's going on. So usually 2 or 3 minutes apart, we take picture. So we take thread dumps, and 2 minutes later or 3 minutes later, we take another picture, another thread dump, and we can take more thread dumps after 2 or 3 minutes. So we can see what's going on throughout the whole time. And Java thread dump summarizes state of Java virtual machine at when the signal was received. So you can see what signal was received, what's the timestamp of the Java core, and Java, what the Java version was, and monitor dump information, thread dump, and also you can see class loader information on IBM thread dumps. Page 10, please. This is an example of thread dumps from IBM Java Virtual Machine. It's usually less than 1 megabyte, and I showed you only a couple of first lines. So the size is usually 1 megabyte or less, unless you have a large number of threads or classes. So manually reviewing thread dump is not a big deal if you have only a handful of threads running on your JVM. But if you have hundreds of threads with more than dozens of job monitors, it's getting complicated with the manual process. So you can see on the first line, you can see what was the signal. In this case, we have a SIG quit received. So SIG quit triggered this thread dump. And you can see we have a lot of sections like X, HPI, CI. So like a CI stands for core interface. And if you see DC, that stands for data conversion, and CL for class, and DG for diagnosis, XM, that's execution management, LK, that's Java Monitor Log, and if you see XE, that's execution engine, and if you see MMI, that's information about mixed mode interpreter or just-in-time compiler, and if you see any ST sections, that's usually storage or Java heap information. And if you see HPI, like this example, that's about hardware portability interface information. Page 11, please. This is part of thread dumps, showing Java monitor information. So it says monitor pool dump. So on second line, you can see the address or IDs of that specific monitor. On the next line, which is third line, you can see the actual name of the Java monitor. And currently that monitor is not owned by anyone else, anybody. So you see it unowned at the end of the line. And next line, you can see waiting to be notified, and you will see the list of threads that are waiting for this monitor log. So in this case, we have reference handler. That thread is waiting to get a monitor. And next line, you can see another ID or address of the monitor. And next line, you can see actual object name. And also, you can see the list of threads waiting for the monitor ownership. Page 12, please. So in this part of thread dump, you can see the actual information about specific thread. So you can see the thread name on the line, the second line, which is sublet.engine.transport:1097. So that's the name of thread, and you can see IDs and addresses for specific information. And next line, you can see the stack traces. Here we have @java.lang.object.weight, which is native method. And next line, you can see com.ibm, and you can see the source code name, which is semaphore.java, which is compiled code. So you can see the snapshot of thread that was running something in this part of a thread dump. Page 13, please. On page 13, you can see thread dumps taken from Sun Solaris Java Virtual Machine. So very similar, but it has monitor information embedded in the stack trace, as you can see in the first thread stack trace. It says lock and address and object name, which is com.ibm.ws.util.bounded buffer. So that means this thread, which is sublet engine transport 3529, owns this monitor. So it's a little bit different on different vendors. Page 14, please. This is an example of HPUX thread dump. It's very similar to the Solaris one, which we have seen from previous chart. So here we have a notification service dispatcher thread, which is waiting for lock. And you can see the address of 38ADB3C0. That's com.ibm.ws.util thread pool. And another thread is local notification service dispatcher, which is also waiting for some monitor logs, and it's actually owning a monitor. So the first thread is waiting for the monitor, and second thread is waiting for another monitor and also owning a monitor. So if you have 100 threads with this information, you need to figure out what the address is for, and you need to manually create graphs to figure out who is the owner of the thread, the monitor, and who are waiting for these monitors. Page 15, please. So where is the thread dump? For IBM Java Virtual Machine, it checks the following locations for existence and wiring permissions. Then it stores thread dump in the first one that is available. So the first one is the location specified by IBM _ Java Core Directory Environment. And ZOS is _CE_DMPTARG variable. And then it will look for the current working directory of Java Virtual Machine Process. And then you will look for location specified by key MD directory environment variable. Then it will look for /tmp directory or temp directory on Windows. And if Java dump cannot be stored in any of the above places, it's going to put thread dumps in standard error. So in some cases where the process cannot find any more file descriptor, so it cannot create a new file, then it will usually print out the thread dump in standard error. So it's a very rare case, but there are cases where you can see Java code in standard error file. And also you need enough free space, free disk space, maybe usually 1 or 2 megabytes. So you need make sure you have enough space to be able to see the thread dumps on your file system. Page 16, please. Depending on platforms, you will see different name conventions in Java core or thread dumps on IBM Java Virtual Machine. So on IBM Java Virtual Machine, Windows and Linux generates Java core dot year, month, date, and time, followed by process ID, text. On AIX system, you'll see Java core and process ID, followed by time and text. And on Solaris and HP Java Virtual Machine, you won't be able to see Java core file. The thread dump will be in native standard error file. So please don't look for Java cores on Solaris and HP systems. Java cores are only for IBM Java Virtual Machine. Page 17, please. So what kind of states a thread can have? The first one is R, that's runnable. So a thread is able to run when it gets any chance. CW, that's condition wait. The thread is waiting for something, like a flip call is made, or thread is, has been blocked by input or output, or wait call is made, or a thread is synchronizing with the other thread, like with the join call. In that case, you will see a condition wait. The next one is MW, monitor wait. So it's waiting for monitor lock. And MW is not available on IBM 5.0 and 6.0 JVM. And next one is S, which is suspended. A thread has been suspended by another thread. So in addition to those, we have new states introduced in IBM 5.0 and 6.0 JVM, like a block or zombie. So we have like a Z, stands for zombie, so which means thread has been killed but still lingering around. And also we have a new state B, which is blocked. That means thread is waiting to obtain a lock that something else currently owns. So this replaces old MW state on 5.0 or 6.0 environment. Page 18, please. On the tool, we have a color-coded thread state. So you can see green for runnable, so red for hang. That's default colors, but you can change it if you don't like them. Page 19, please. And if there's any deadlock, which can be detected with a single thread dump, and on the tool you can see the warning sign, deadlock is detected, and these are the threads involving the deadlock situation. Page 20, please. So that like is very easy to find because Java Virtual Machine has its own engine to detect deadlock. But by using the TMA, you can see the full picture and relationship among those threads involved in the deadlock. So in the monitor detail view, you can see what threads are involved and relationships between those threads in the deadlock state. So in this picture, you can see the sublet engine transport 23 is in deadlock. Also, it's a child. The sublet engine transport 16 is in deadlock. So 23 and 16 are in deadlock state, waiting for each other. Page 21, please. And this is also another point of view of deadlock state from a thread view. So you can see on your left-hand side, threads are marked with deadlock with the lock icon attached to next. And on your right-hand side, it will show the summary, how many deadlock state threads are in the thread dumps. So you can see 6 threads are involved in the deadlock. And on your left-hand side, you can see the list of threads with deadlock. Page 22, please. On this page, we have starving philosophers, which is modified version of a famous dining philosopher scenario. We have 3 philosophers in a restaurant, Plato, Socrates, Aristotle. Dinners are served, but only 3 chopsticks are provided because, per se, a supply truck is stuck in a snowstorm. And we need 2 chopsticks from right and left to eat dinner. And say Plato skipped lunch today, and he insists that he should have top priority to prevent him from painting out. If Plato does not release his chopsticks, other philosophers won't be able to eat, and eventually they will be starved. So that's the scenario of starvation. Okay, page 23, please. So I wrote a class chopstick with pick up and put down method to simulate this situation. If someone gets a chopstick, someone will wait for 1 second. If nobody picks up the chopstick, he or she will pick it up. If a philosopher owns a chopstick, he or she will make the owner of the chopstick to know and we'll call notify. But we won't be using a pick up and put down method in actual runtime of this scenario because we won't be able to see Java monitors in thread dump with this kind of programmatic implementation of monitor. So in actual runtime, in later chart, we will use synchronized blocks to utilize Java monitor dump in the thread dumps. So this is just for illustration only, and we are not going to use this pickup and put down method. Page 24, please. This is class philosopher. That is extended from a thread object. So a philosopher will pick up left chopstick first and then right chopstick. If both chopsticks are available, he or she will eat for 2 seconds. You see the sleep method was called, so we can assume that during the sleep, he or she is eating for 2 seconds. This is not a perfect class. This is for just an illustration or test case for demonstrating starvation. So potentially We'll have a risk of deadlock in this example, but we'll focus only on starvation in this session. Page 25, please. And this will be the main class to demonstrate the starvation scenario. So we create three chopsticks and three philosophers, Plato, Socrates, and Aristotle. And Plato is given priority of 9, whereas the others get only 5. And then three philosophers start to eat by calling start method for each philosopher. Page 26, please. And this is screenshot after I ran this example. So we ran Java, space, and dining philosophers. And you can see the first line, Plato, priority 9, is eating with chopstick 3 and chopstick 1. And I took rhythm. And next line is displayed. Plato, again, priority 9, is eating with chopstick 3 and 1. And I took rhythm. And another line, Plato, priority 9, is eating with chopstick 3 and 1. So we have three threads during the execution of the test scenario program. So page 27, please. So this is actual snapshot of thread dump that I took in the previous page sample. And we do not see any deadlock, but we can see the Aristotle and Socrates are block state with a pink color next to the name of the thread. So this thread dump was taken from Java 5 virtual machine. And if you use 142 Java virtual machine, and you will see the monitor weight instead of block state. So that's big difference between 142 and 50 or 60 JVM. Page 28, please. And if you click on the Socrates, that's one of block red, and you can see who's blocking Socrates. So it says blocked by Plato in the middle of the screen. So we have blocked thread Socrates, and Plato thread is blocking the Socrates thread. Page 29, please. So on the same screen, we click on the Plato in the middle of the screen. Then on the right-hand side, you can see detailed information of the Plato thread. So the state is waiting on condition. You can see which monitors are involved and what was the Java stack trace and what was the native stack trace for the specific thread, the Plato. So in this case, we can see the Plato is running Java / lang / thread dot sleep method. And you might remember the philosopher class that calls sleep method for 2 seconds in previous source code. So the Plato is actually eating at this point. Page 30, please. And we took separate thread dumps. Also, we can also compare two or more thread dumps with this tool. So I compared first two thread dumps. So you see the solid red columns, which means they are in hang state. So it's not, for sure it's hang, but you can say it's hang suspect. So all philosophers are red. Aristotle and Socrates are blocked and all red. So that means they are not changing their state. And Plato is in wait state. And it's not changing any state. So possibly it's hang. And Plato was running sleep state, as I mentioned in previous chart. That means he's eating all the time. Page 31, please. This is a monitor detail view of rhythm. And we can see the picture more clearly if that's not so clear enough from a thread view. And we have Plato in the tree with two children, which are Socrates and Aristotle. That means Plato owns a monitor, which Socrates and Aristotle are trying to acquire. Here, title, we have a total size and thread name and object name. Total size is like a total size in heap analyzer. That's total number of threads blocked directly or indirectly by a thread. Size is also like a size in a heap analyzer. It's a number of threads blocked directly by a thread. And we don't have a nested monitor ownership in this simple thread dump. So total size is same as size with this case. But in complicated cases, you will see large number of total size. Page 32, please. And if you click on one of its children, you can see details of the specific thread. So we clicked on Socrates, and you're on the right hand side, you can see the detail view of thread Socrates. Its state is blocked, and what monitor is involved, what data stack is, and what native stack is. Page 33, please. So how do I start the TMA? You just need a JVM, so like a Java, face, dash jar, and jar file name. So for example, Java, space, dash jar, space, like jca21.jar. And if you have a large number of Java cores or thread dumps are big, you can specify XMX, like a dash uppercase X, lowercase MX, followed by maximum heap size, so you can use more memory to process larger thread dumps. But the maximum heap size should not be larger than the size of available physical memory for the sake of performance issue. Page 34, please. So you just click on File and open thread dumps to parse any thread dumps. Internally, it will automatically detect various forms of Java thread dumps, like IBM or Solaris and HP. So whatever kind of thread dump you have, you just click on File and open thread dumps, and it will automatically detect various formats. Page 35, please. And you just select any thread dump, or you can select multiple thread dumps from this menu. Page 36, please. Yeah, after parsing is completed, and you click on any thread dump from the thread dump list, you can see the summary view of a specific thread dump. So you can see the file name of thread dump and the cause of thread dump. In this case, we have a dump event user received and the timestamp of thread dump and process ID of this process and the Java version information and available Java heap and also allocated Java heap size. And also you will see what was the maximum Java heap size was, and also initial heap size or garbage collector counter, allocation failure counter, all kinds of Java garbage collection information from IBM thread dumps. Also, you can see number of loaded classes, or number of class loaders, or what command line arguments are used to run this process. So you can see all kinds of information from thread dumps. Page 37, please. So if you want to compare thread dumps, you just select compare threads from pop-up menu or icons from toolbar, or you can select from menu. You just select multiple thread dumps and run compare thread or any other menus from the list. Page 38, please. And this is a snapshot of a thread comparison. So on the right-hand side, you can see the summary. So list of threads and hang suspects, and the number of hang suspects, what was the time of first dump and last dump, and process ID, all kinds of information is available. Page 39, please. Now here, you can click on any thread, and you can see what thread we're waiting for, month log, and what thread were blocking this thread. And on the right-hand side, you can see detailed information of thread. Page 40, please. And if you want to take a look at thread detail, you can just select any thread dump from the thread dump list and select thread detail menu. Page 41, please. This is thread status analysis. So on the right hand side, you can see deadlock, runnable, and waiting for condition, waiting on monitor, suspended, object wait, blocked. So for this example, you will see six threads are in deadlock state, which is 7%. So you can see the overview of total thread status from this chart. Page 42, please. This is a snapshot of thread method analysis. So you can see how many threads were running specific methods, like a Java, lang, object, wait, was run by 38 threads. And also idle, there are 19 threads in idle state. And second from bottom, you can see socket read. 7 threads were running socket read. That's a customized thread pattern. We can talk about later chart to see what it is. And some threads do not simply have a thread stack trace, as you can see from bottom of the table. And on your right hand side, you can also sort thread by name or state or a native ID or method name. Page 43, please. Here we have thread aggregation analysis. Here we can see the how many sublet engine threads are there. So we have a 50 sublet engine transport thread, which is one thread from IBM WebSphere application server. There are 45 threads, which is name is thread. And there are 18 alarm threads and 5 ORB thread pull threads. So you can see the overview of thread aggregation from this summary. Page 44, please. From here, you can see the summary view as well. You can see GC counter 617 and AF counter, which is allocation failure. that's a part of a garbage collection information. Page 45, please. Here we have memory segment analysis, which is only available from IBM 5.0 or 6.0 thread dump. And you can see the memory types, internal memory, object memory, memory for classes, memory for just-in-time compiler code cache. So you can see the detailed information about native memory on IBM 5.0 or 6.0 Java Virtual Machine. Page 46, please. This is another example of a monitor ownership view from thread detail screen. So you select any thread from thread list, and in the middle you can see which threads are waiting for the monitor. So we have alarm 1, alarm 4, alarm 5, a lot of threads are waiting because this thread is owning a specific monitor. So in this case, as you can see on the right hand side, monitor is keep locked. So that means this thread is running garbage collection. Because of that, those threads listed in the middle cannot go further. So as soon as this thread releases monitor lock on heap lock, then these waiting threads will go on. So just for this information, we can assume that something is going on with garbage collection. Maybe garbage collection is taking too long, but we can verify from garbage collection trace, but we can get billions of information from thread dumps. Page 47, please. So on this screen, you can see the detailed information of a specific thread. So on the right-hand side, you can see a thread name, which is soap connector thread pool, and state, waiting on condition. It could be monitor wait, blocked, or any other state. And next, we have Java stack. And we have native stack. So on crashes, if we have information in native stack, we can easily figure out what's going on crash cases as well. Page 48, please. So to get to the monitor detail, you can just click on monitor detail from the menu after you select any thread dump. Page 49, please. So we have seen this view from the scenario, but just for information, we have more explanation for this screen. The tree view shows the monitor ownership relationships. Like this one, Plato is owning a monitor. And the children, you have Socrates and Aristotle, they are waiting for the monitor. So you can say because of Plato thread, the Socrates and Aristotle could not go further. So possibly Plato is root cause of hang, if there's any hang situation. Because Plato is owning a monitor, and two other threads like Socrates and Aristotle are trying to get the monitor. So if you see any node that has children, you can assume that there might be the root of the hang situation or starvation or any other issues. Page 50, please. And you can also compare monitors by selecting compare monitor menu from thread dump list. Page 51, please. So on this screen, you can see the multiple thread dumps. with monitor information. So here we have sublet engine thread, and they are all marked with red. That means they don't have any movement between those two threads. So they are not, this thread is not moving. And we have a lot of thread in the middle waiting, because this thread is only a monitor. So by selecting or clicking the cell on the left-hand side, and in the middle you will see a list of threads that are waiting for the monitor. And if you select any thread in the middle, or select any cell on the left-hand side, and you will see detailed thread information on the right-hand side. So from this picture, you can say that a sublet engine thread that is possibly hanged because we didn't see any movement between two threads, and we have this number of threads could not move because this thread was holding a monitor and it was not doing anything but the same state of work. So from this chart, we can say this sublet engine thread might be the root cause of hang situation or resource starvation issue. Page 52, please. So on options basic page, you can specify default directory to get thread dumps, and you can select colors for each state. Page 53, please. And in advanced option, you can define stack trace patterns. So to define a stack trace pattern, just you can put an ID in ID field, and no space is allowed. And then put the stack trace pattern name, and that which will be displayed in thread detail view. In the stack trace field, you can put stack traces without any parentheses or source code file name or line number. So just add space and method name, but without any parentheses. The last one is description of a stack trace pattern. So whenever TMA sees this kind of a pattern, it will say this stack trace is socket read state. So if you have a different product like MQ or even non-IBM product and you know the pattern, then you can define the pattern and you can say, okay, this is MQ message reading pattern. So without going through detailed information of stack trace, you can define the previously known pattern of stack trace. So you might remember that, and on page 43, we saw this pattern is recognized and displayed as socket read state. Okay, page 54, please. If you need more information, you can go to the following website to get more information about thread and monitor dump analyzer or heap analyzer or any other tools. And great number of information is available from IBM SDK guide, which is available from develop website. That's the fourth slide on the screen. So that has very comprehensive information about IBM JBM. Page 55, please. Okay, this concludes today's presentation. Thank you very much for your time. We will have a question and answer sessions. I'd like to turn this call over to Elijah. Thank you.
Thanks, Jin-Woo, for a great presentation.
And we'll hear first from Jean-Francois Black with IBM.
Yes, I have two questions. First question is that, you know, that tool will be made available on AlphaWorks, and I know that this tool is also bundled with the IBM Support Assistant. So I want to know when a new release of that tool will be available. Will it also be available for the IBM Support Assistant?
Okay, the question is about availability of this tool on ISA.
Yes.
Okay, it will be available in ISA in second quarter of this year.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. And the second question is about the fact that on Solaris, the Java cores get generated into a native underscore standard out.log, and this file also contains other information. So will the tool be available to parse the file properly even with other information, or we must manually clean the file in order to parse it using the tool?
The second question is about thread dumps on Solaris. To clarify that information, Java Core is only available from IBM Java Virtual Machine. The thread dumps, in IBM term, we call Java Core, and which will JVM will create a separate file called Java Core to write information about thread dump and other information. On Solaris and HP, the Java Virtual Machine will not create a separate file called Java Core. And it's on or HP's decision to create information in standard, I don't quite remember if it was standard error or standard out, but it's their decision to use existing logs to produce those information in the file. So in this tool, you can parse Java Core for IBM Java Virtual Machine, or you can parse standard logs to parse thread dumps taken from Sun or HP JVM.
Okay, so my understanding is that we do not have to manually clean that native standard out file in order to parse it using the tool, the thread dump tool.
Yeah, that's correct. You just okay. need to load or open IBM Java Core or native logs from Solaris or HP. You don't need any manual modification to make this tool recognize those formats.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll take our next question from Asha Mishra with IBM.
Hi. My question is, you mentioned that memory segment analysis is only available for IBM JDK. Is that also available for Solaris JDK, or is there a plan in the future to make that available?
The question is about memory segment analysis from the thread dump. Yeah, the answer is right now only IBM Java Virtual Machine produces memory information in thread dump. And I checked the Solaris and HP thread dumps, and I didn't see any memory segment information in those thread dumps. So I don't know whether they are going to put that information in future JVM thread dumps. I simply don't know, but I will let you know if I get any new information from Sun or HP.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll take our next question from Eli Adler with IBM.
Yeah, hi. Just a quick question regarding some of the thread analysis. Let's suppose a scenario where you would have possibly a deadlock situation, and you go through the analysis and you find the thread that is causing the deadlock.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way, or is there any kind of association that would tell the user who that thread is? In other words, knowing the thread might not be enough information without knowing who the person is or who the user or the user ID or whatever that may be causing the deadlock or owning the thread?
That's a good question. It's a question about finding out more information about deadlock the thread. Like user ID or more detailed information? In the Java thread dumps, we have only information about a thread name and a stack trace of the specific thread, and also a list of Java monitors involved in the deadlock. So we don't have any information about a user, what was the user ID. We don't have any other information. So.
Okay, so the question is, if a customer is going through this type of analysis and gets to the point where they found out what thread is causing the deadlock, where can they go further than that to find out? In other words, that just might tell them what the problem is, but not really tell them who's causing the problem?
Yeah, to further investigate this problem, we have a stack trace. Stack trace shows which method and line number of specific Java source code.
Uh-huh.
So we can go to that file and look at those lines to see what's going on. So we do have information about line numbers and source code of the specific time.
With this tool?
Yeah, that information is already available in the thread dumps, so this tool just shows you in more friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
Thread dump itself has that information, line number, source code, the method name. So we can track down specific code to avoid these deadlocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question today. And we'll hear next from Jeffrey Cohen with Verizon.
Yes, I have two related questions. You mentioned about which JVMs are supported with the tool. And my first question is the JRocket JVM provided by BEA supported with the tool, or are there plans for that? The second question is the Sun JVM you mentioned is supported with the tool on Solaris. What if that is used on a Linux platform?
Okay, the two questions. One is about non-IBM Solaris HP, and I never tried that JVM, but if you have a business need for parsing those thread dumps, and you can send the email with the samples, then I can make this tool to recognize those thread dumps if that's not that a big deal. Right now, I haven't tested whether that will work on the specific JVM. For the second one, I also tested Sun's JVM on Windows, and it worked. So I guess the format on Solaris and on Windows are the same, since I was able to process thread dumps from Sun's JVM on Windows. Does that answer your question?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And it appears we have no further questions at this time. Mr. Robertson, I'll turn things back over to you.
At this time, we'll conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on the site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Jin Woo, for presenting today.